Got to do a follow-up here this morning. I don't know if you heard just a moment ago, before the news at 6:30, Kim Commando did have, and Kim joins us every weekday at 6:25. She has a digital tip, which are very handy. I hear from listeners who want information sometimes, and we provide that as best as we can with some of what she talks about. And of course, she has her own long-form show every Saturday between 4 and 7, did you hear, on WSDW. She does extensive writings. She always has a column like in USA Today and things like that. So she's well known. But even if you were hearing this, as Kim was describing this, you even heard her, I think, almost incredulous at what was being talked about. And well, I'll play it for you, and then we can do just a quick follow-up. It was about how you can edit or even unsend a text message, but listen to some of the parameters surrounding that.
If you have an iPhone 8 or later, one of the best features of iOS 16 is the ability to edit and unsend text messages. But it's not as clear-cut as it seems. Don't think that when you unsend a text, the recipient will never know. Your recipient gets a notification. Not sure why it works like that, when the whole idea is unsending something you probably regretted.
Thank you.
The unsend feature only works with iMessage, iPhone to iPhone. And you and the recipient must also be running iOS 16. Three more gotchas. You can only take back a message within 2 minutes of sending it. Two, the recipient can read your message before you unsend it. And three, if you unsend a message, it will disappear from the recipient's screen. But again, they'll be notified that you unsent it. And then comes that awkward call from the person, why did you unsend a text message to me?
Why bother having it?
Right.
If they're going to be able to read it anyway, if they're going to know that you unsent something anyway.
Yep.
What's the advantage? Why even create the feature for unsend and edit if it really doesn't mean anything?
And the other thing is, it's so limited.
Yeah. It was strictly, and both the sender and the recipient have to have the same operating system.
Right.
And they've already read the mean things that you say to them, so then they're calling you back and saying, now do you want to apologize?
Yeah. This reminds me of, oh, we just had this same thing. It was the announcement of the edit on Twitter.
Right.
Remember, it was the same thing that you can edit it, but the original message you sent would still stay.
Stays there.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah. And Twitter wanted to charge you $5 for that feature.
Oh my God.
Now, you could say to the person, I sent it to the wrong person, right?
I accidentally clicked your name and sent you this really nasty negative text.
If it shows that you did unsend it before they could read it, right? Before they could read it.
Yeah.
You could then just say, oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought I was sending something to somebody else, and I'm sorry I sent it to you. You could do that. There is a way out of this. There is a way out of this.
Perhaps there is.
But I don't understand. But you know what? It's the same with instant Messenger. And some others that if you unsend something, the person on the opposite end will see that you unsent it. And they'll ask you.
They'll wonder why.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Well, at least I
wish that would go away, but yeah.
At least you can explain that. At least if they don't see it, you could still say,
right.
Oh, it's just a mistake.
Now, if they do see
but
it, though,
see it,
like Denise said, if they do see it, well, then you're in trouble.
You're in trouble anyway.
And at that point, so then you dug yourself with two holes because they've seen it already, and then they know you try to edit and change it. So,
or get rid of it.
Yeah, or get rid of it. I don't understand why. This is why we always, when it comes to social media, email, whatever, using the carpenter's measure twice and cut once. Read twice and send once.
Yeah, right. But sometimes we're doing things so quickly.
Yeah.
And you're not paying attention. So
count to 60 before you write.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good
right.
idea.
Well, thank you, Kim. But I like the fact that, because, you know, even heard Kim say, I don't even want to do this. So even Kim was kind of incredulous, too.